Björn Hassler works in the Centre for Applied Research in Educational Technologies at the University of Cambridge and shares some thoughts around issues of accessibility. Though Björn doesn't cover all of the issues involved in this wide subject area, he does raise some important points which need to be considered when venturing into institutional podcasting.
Accessibility is a very important issue. And in my view, accessibility falls into two categories. Those measures that cost you relatively little extra, and those measures that are quite costly. And there are certain things, for instance, transcripts that fall into the area that is potentially quite costly. And within the sort of, you know, audio video community, there's a lot of discussion going on about how one could produce transcripts in reasonable ways. And of course, people are looking towards technical solutions, but at the moment we don't have those yet. And relatively little of what we put out there gets transcribed. And there's a balance there, I suppose, between not publishing something because it isn't fully accessible, or to say, well, at least, you know, we are giving some people access by publishing it, so we should go ahead and publish it. I know that some institutions have got a kind of transcription on demand facility where if somebody says, you know, this piece of media is on your site, I would like to have a transcript, then a transcript will be produced. And I think that's a really neat interim solution where you're not denying somebody access, but for reasons of cost, the access isn't quite as immediate. It's not right there, but you can say, well, I would like to have a transcript of this and one will be produced. But these areas in some ways are costly, and we will need to see how technology evolves. But there are other things that you can do that make your media quite a lot more accessible without actually costing you a lot more. And a lot of that is associated with institutional approaches, and that makes the whole area of taking an institutional approach quite interesting. One of this, for example, is to do with a certain standardization across the institution. Now, we might not immediately think of this as a typical kind of access issue, but with the kind of multiplicity of different formats, different bandwidths, different ways of encoding your media, you might well end up in a situation where if somebody browses the university, they'll be able to play media on some pages, but not on others, because this media is presented in different ways. So actually taking an institutional approach to this and having homogeneity across different departments, different colleges, different areas within a university really helps with accessibility. It creates that uniformity. If you take an institutional angle on this, it also means you have the opportunity to bring in more best practice. Putting a video online, it's sort of, again, the YouTube experience in a way makes it quite easy. But if you try to do it on your own site, you see how complicated it is. Why is YouTube quite easy? Because they've got a team of engineers trying to make it as easy as possible. And so an individual computer officer at the university can't necessarily do that. They don't have weeks to think about, you know, the best way of doing this. So I think this is really an area where an institutional approach helps, where institutional best practice can help to make media in general more accessible. To give a specific example of this, we sort of assume, especially on university networks, we assume that everybody has almost infinite bandwidths, even within the university networks, that isn't true. And you have to ask yourself, who is your media aimed at? Who do you deliver your media to? And not everybody within the UK has broadband. You know, soon you might say everybody has broadband, but what about the applicants now? What about the right of somebody to see an admissions video to the University of Cambridge right now, not in 5 years' time, right? So not everybody within the UK has got broadband. Now, if you look at the situation worldwide, a large proportion of the developing world doesn't have good connectivity at all, notwithstanding all the discussion about, you know, various fiber cables going down and mobile connectivity. The reality at the moment is that a vast part of the world is poorly connected. That's not to say they're completely disconnected. They have got some connectivity, but poor connections. So again, as an institution, how far do we want to reach? Do we want to try and reach as many people as possible? Or are we quite happy to just reach everybody who happens to be well connected? And my own view to this is, you know, within reason, we should try to reach as many people as possible. Where there are simple technical solutions, I think there's almost no excuse for not doing that. And a really important factor in this is, particularly considering bandwidth, is to make low bandwidth versions of your media available. That is to say, to make an audio version available of your video, for instance. So audio is can be much smaller than video. And so if you make an audio version available, at least it gives somebody the opportunity to evaluate whether it's worth waiting for the whole video to arrive. Make different bandwidths of your video as well. Make a version that's suitable for mobile phones. Make a version that's suitable for broadband consumption. And that way you will just get the largest sector of the market. You will reach the largest number of people, which at the end of the day is what we're trying to do with this.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.